Whaimana, support my decisions. New Zealand law reforms. Proposed changes to New Zealand's main laws about decision-making capacity and mental health care place more emphasis on supported decision-making. Protection of Personal and Property Rights Act. The main law that talks about decision-making capacity in New Zealand is the Protection of Personal and Property Rights Act, PPPR Act. The Law Commission, Te Akamatua or Te Ture, has reviewed the PPPR Act. What law changes do the review recommend? In February 2026, the Law Commission, Te Akamatua or Te Ture, recommended that the PPPR Act should be replaced with a new law. The purpose of a proposed new law would be to promote equality, dignity and autonomy, honor human rights and the UNCRPD. What does the review say about supported decision-making? The Law Commission has said that support for decision-making should be a core focus of a new law. They have made lots of recommendations on how a new law can do this. These recommendations are the first step. Changing the law can take a long time. The government is now thinking about the Law Commission's recommendations before it decides whether to change the law. Mental Health Act. The Mental Health Act is a law which says when people can be assessed and treated if they must have mental health care. The government has written a new mental health law which is called the Mental Health Bill. The bill is now being looked at by Parliament, which means it may change before it becomes law. What is the Mental Health Bill trying to do? The Mental Health Bill wants to make sure compulsory mental health care is used in a fair, safe and least restrictive way. The bill aims to protect people's rights, support people's recovery, help people make their own decisions when they can, use compulsory care only when it is needed, protect people's safety. What does the Mental Health Bill say about supported decision making? The Mental Health Bill moves away from making decisions for people towards supported decision making. It aims to help people participate in decisions about their mental health by encouraging them to say how they want to be cared for in the future, talking to them about care and treatment options in a way that respects their needs, letting them choose someone to help express their views, involving them and their supporters in developing a care plan, providing them with an independent support person and advocate, allowing reviews and appeals about compulsory care decisions, giving them clear accessible information about their rights. The new law is planned to start on the 1st of July 2027. For more information, visit this short link aicoms.nz/5016. Producers note: this document shows the logos of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, and Whaimana, Support My Decisions. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 14th of July 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. In this document, there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicoms.co.nz. Website www.aicoms.co.nz. End of document.